Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casco moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive towards third. Hart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beauchamp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Nottebohm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebohm hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Pagan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beauchamp scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebohm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Beauchamp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Mays reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. There goes McCovey trying to get to second. Staub throws the ball into Morgan, who relays the ball to Casco, who tags McCovey for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw bunts in front of the plate. Bateman scoops up the ball and tags Shaw for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagan scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler pinch hits for Don Nottebohm. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Mays steals second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beauchamp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morgan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-2 in the game. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alou out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Bond pinch hits for Jim Owens. Bill Henry now pitching. Bob Aspromonte pinch hits for Walt Bond. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lindsay, and towards Lanier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Aspromonte scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Masanori Murakami now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-3 in the game. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte now playing first base. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaines strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.